In 2013, there were more than 317,000 women-owned firms in Georgia. That's according to a report from Women Able, a research firm. Last year's number is an increase of 118% since 1997, according to Women Able President and CEO Julie Weeks.
There's a march upward of women in terms of educational levels and managerial experience. So entrepreneurship is really the next frontier for women in professional development.
The trend is evident in Georgia and across the country. Nancy Corpenning is on the board of the National Association of Women Business Owners. She says growth among women-run companies has been consistent.
Just in the last 6 years, since the depth of the recession, the only businesses that have provided a net increase in employment are large publicly traded corporations and privately held majority women-owned firms.
Shelley Bloom is the president and CEO of the Crystal Collection. She says she's seen a boost in business after she moved from Boca Raton, Florida to Metro Atlanta in 1999.
The major companies that will do business with women-owned business or smaller businesses, there's more opportunity available in the Atlanta/Georgia area.
But Weeks says some women-based companies aren't paid as much as their male counterparts.
That's still a gap that we really need to pay more attention to and to address.
Two-thirds of the female-fronted companies in Georgia are based in Metro Atlanta. John Lawrence, WABE News.